Blog Talk Radio. Carter said, you are amazing. Boy, I tell you, it's a good time to know that God is still on the throne and worthy to be praised. His son is sitting at the right hand of fellowship with him. And we can say today that we have fellowship with the Lord. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for all the things he already have done and about to do, because I really believe that it was him who woke us up early this morning and started us on our way. Boy, I tell you, when she started singing that song, as she got closer to her to the climax of that song, you can hear it. She started telling the story about he died for you and he died for myself. I want you to know that God took on the whole world's sin and put it on his son's back. And he carried it all over the Calvary for you and I. So there's nothing in this body can really get you in heaven. Let me tell you, what we told you yesterday, we're trying to put it in your heart. With the heart, man, believe unto righteousness. That's why we try to take our time and give you the word of God. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the Jehovah journey we've been on. We've been dealing with Jehovah. We've been telling you about see, the Bible is not like everybody, like a quick thing. You know, you just go here and stop. But you can preach and teach about one subject for months and months. But while we're right here, even though we said Jehovah, and we know Jehovah is that a name that the children of Israel gave God, and they spoke in the Old Testament, Yahweh. So we want to thank God for that. The time we are been spending in that we still dealing with Jehovah, but we want to deal with this. We want to deal with the shepherd title today, shepherd. We want to deal with that, and we're going to be coming from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, and we want to do this because we believe. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We believe, and we just pray for one another right now. We lift one another up right now. That God would help us right now. But we want to tell you about a shepherd. We want to tell you about this shepherd we know. At this time, that God used Ezekiel to lead the people. He was leading the people. And I'm telling you right now, when you look at the shepherd, you go off in there. We're going to find a few things. We're going to touch a few things today. And if it be God's will, we'll try to do a little bit tomorrow. But we want to touch on the shepherd part of the Jehovah. It's a difference when the shepherd, what we're talking about, he you know, is known that the shepherd is a one who's over the flock, you know, and sheep and herds, you know, and he guides them, even cattle, they guide them to where they want them to go. But I'm going to tell you here, we're going to get in the Word, and I'm going to let the Word speak for us. And I thank God for all the things that went forward. There are some people are really going through right now. Reverend Henry, he's on his way. To Austin and trying to be with his family, you know, at this time of agreement, you know. We want to pray for Brother None of Them and his wife, one of her friends, one of her close friends, another one, you know. God had transitioned, you know. We want to keep the Moore family, you know, and we want to keep all the families that we pray in the prior times of this, because we found out, my brothers and sisters, when we do these things, like we lift one another up, because you never know what the day going to be your day that you need to listen. You never going to know what day that someone going to have to tap you on your shoulder and say, Lord, and you say, it's me, Lord, standing in the need of a blessing. So we want to do this with expedition. We want to let you know Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 11 as we get in the Word for prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that's already here, Lord, what touches us last night and kept us all night long, Father God. Some you even gave vision. Some you even gave dreams, Lord. Lord, you allowed us to see another day. And we want to just thank you for this day, Lord, because we know it wasn't promised to us, Lord. But, Lord, you made it out of realities, Lord, so we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, to forgive us for all our sins, Lord, known and unknown sins, Lord, as we carefully get in your word. as we carefully get into your word, Lord, open our hearts and minds, Lord, to be receptive, even teach to us and preach to us, Lord, this morning, Lord. Lord, maybe some might not understand this transition because every day I'm getting a call of it. If it ain't nothing, a day or two, someone telling me someone has been transitioned on, and we call death. Lord, we say, Lord, give strength to that family, Lord. Lord, give them a sense of peace, Lord, to pass up all understanding, Lord. The Bible says if we keep our mind on you, everything we have before us and feel like it's hard, you can make it easy, Lord, if we keep our mind on you, Lord. So, Lord, we want to pray for the people. Lord, let them know that, Father God, that you are God, have never lost a patient. Reason why we say that, Lord, because we believe the ultimate healing is being with thee, Lord. We believe that, Father God, on this side of the Jordan, Lord, that if you allow us to be here, it's by your grace, Lord. Lord, by your grace, Lord. But we know you got a front pocket blessing, Lord, that we could have been in a lot of different places, Lord. But Lord, but you gave us your grace, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, bless us, Lord. Move in a mighty way through your word, Lord. Move, Lord. Touch someone's heart. They might ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Or how I can get closer to you? Let it be through the preach word today, Lord. Lord, let it be the receptive spirit. Say, today I want to get a little closer. Today I just want to change. Today I just want to quit all that food. I just want to give it to you today, Lord, to serve you, Lord, and give you your praise, Lord. So thank you for the ones that came out or the ones that are even listening, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, by the sound of my voice, Lord, that you move in the word. Increase, Lord, as we decrease, Lord. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel, again, God, we're dealing with a shepherd right now. Still dealing with Jehovah, but we transition by the shepherd. God also described in prophecy the shepherd who will feed his flock and gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom to a gentle leading them to God's presence. Oh, him. That's what the shepherd supposed to do. You know, that's why a lot of preachers, they know you know what I'm talking about. We tell them stay on the wall, keep preaching, stay on the wall. Don't let nobody turn you around when you're teaching or your ministry. Stay on the wall. You know, there's gonna be some people don't want to hear you sometimes. Stay on the wall. Keep feeding them that word of God. Don't feed them you. Don't feed them philosophizing, and you feed them the word of God and let God do the rest. Because we find out one man plant the seed and another man add the water, but God does the increase. So, Lord, I really believe there's a seed here. Allow me to pray allow me to read the scripture right now so we can add some water to this seed. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the verse started out in verse 11. But thus says the Lord of God, behold, I will both search my sheep. Oh, and seek them out. And as a shepherd seek out his flock in the day, that is he's among his sheep, that they are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered, in the clouds, in the dark days. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's using like a metaphor and a parable, let you know the symbol of someone is helping someone, carrying God's word and helping somebody to come out of the darkness. Come out of the darkness, calling them out of sin. Are you lost today? Are you lost today? If you lost today, I want to tell you, invite you to the man who we always say, Jesus Christ. He is here, and I really believe he is calling us out of that darkness and want to put us in that marvelous light. Help me, Holy Spirit. He want us to be able to convey to you, to let you know that heaven is the right place. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now some thinking they're having the heaven right now. Some are having a lot of fun right now. But the best joy is to know that you're going to be in the presence of God one day. All of us on this line, whoever listened to me, by way of even not even right now, but even in the day, you're going to know. We don't know what day or what hour when God might call your number. But he's going to call you in. That's what Ezekiel trying to do. He's trying to call them, and he used you as a metaphor, as a shepherd. How does he take his sheep? And he's leading them out of the dark in the day. Help me, Holy Spirit. I love this thing because That's a lot of us still in the dark. There's a lot of us still being wavy. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you hear God's voice, somebody talking about what you're talking about, if you hear something telling you and feeling something telling you to leave it alone, brothers and sisters, that's a good time to say, Lord, help me. If you're weak in that temptation, help me, Lord. Lord, I'm struggling right here. And be sincere with it. And I believe God will help you, my brothers and sisters, from the bottom of my heart, I really believe. Because that scripture says in 12, it says, as the shepherd seek out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep, that he scattered. So he says, so will I seek after my sheep. That's what he said, and deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the clouds in the dark days, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them in the countries, and I will bring He said, bring them to their own land and feed them up on the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of thy country. You know, I tell you, we're getting prepared. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're getting prepared. We're getting prepared to be with him. We're not coming over here just to be doing it because we ain't got nothing to do. We're coming over here because some of us want to get a little closer. We're coming over here because some of us want to be encouraged. We're coming over here because we want to get closer to the Lord. So we hear the word. And so when we hear the word, some might be scattered. That's why this is not a box ministry. We teach it and try to preach it to all mankind to come in. We don't say it just for the whites. We don't just say it for the black. We don't say it just for the Hispanic. We don't just say it for the woman. We don't just say it for the man. We say it for all mankind. So wherever you are in your world, you might be in Texas. You might be in Atlanta. You might be in Mississippi, Chicago, Detroit, California, New York. Trust me, sisters and brothers, he's there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Do you really know what I'm talking about when I say he's there? Just put your finger there just 1 second, and let's travel over to over here at 31, 39 some right quick. This 139 right quick. 139. We're gonna go right back. Look what it says over here, Psalm 139. Whether shall I go from thy fear, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? Look what he said. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell to the othermost part of the sea, even there, that's what he said, shall thy hand lead me, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and thy right hand shall hold me. And if I shall say, surely darkness shall cover me, here we go, y'all, even the night, here we go, y'all, shall be light about me. Oh, I'm getting close to it. Yea, the darkness hide not from thee, but the night shines as the day, and the darkness as the light, and both are like to thee. For thou hast possessing my ring, and thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully and made marvelous at the work that my soul knows the right well. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So wherever you go, help me, Holy Spirit. Wherever you're walking, running around in, you know, because you might think you're out there and nobody don't see you. Help me, Holy Spirit. But God sees all things, church. He sees all things, and he's trying to counsel us right now. Come out of it. Come out of it. Don't let nothing hold you down. And then I know that old sin can be very tempted. That sin can have you so tempted that you think you're doing it right, my brothers and sisters. What scripture says, what seeming right to man, it leads to destruction, the proverb tells us that. But I'm going to tell you today, don't lean to your own understanding, acknowledging God in all your ways. And then let me tell you, when you start seeking his righteousness, he'll direct our path. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm talking about not saying you're perfect, but I'm talking about did you believe that God can help you? Because sometime or another, the shepherd has to tell the story. And when he tells the story, he has to tell it no matter how your eyes look. He got to tell the story no matter how much money you're putting in the offering. He got to tell the story no matter how many times you say amen, because sometimes you go to church and you say amen every time you go to church. Brother and sister, I'm asking if you're really listening. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So what you trying to say? You tell me amen is agreement, but sometimes that amen says, out. Oh, Lord, brother preacher, you're coming down the road. I need your help with this one here. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said now. I'm back over here in Ezekiel 34 and 14. I will feed thee, look what he said, in good pastures, and upon the high mountain of Israel's shall thou foes, look what he said now, help me, Holy Spirit. So y'all foes, there should be their lie in good foes. And look what he said, in the defatted pasture shall they feed upon the mountain of Israel, and I will feed my flock, and I will, look what he said, cause them to lie down, said the Lord of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm almost home, y'all. Oh, I'm almost home when I say this again. Boy, you come out. Oh, you been around somebody giving the word. Oh, you get somewhere, someone is feeding your spiritual man. I'm not talking about the we call the necessities of life, bread and water. You know, maybe catfish or some chicken fried chicken or some beef or some steak or some sirloin, or wherever your preference is. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody feeding the word of God and counseling you with the word of God. And you feel the aggressiveness of the love. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I mean by the aggressiveness of the love? Because they stand down with you. If they had to get on their knees with you, if they had to move you over a little bit, if they had to do like that prophet did when the man died, right? The little boy died, and he covered with his whole body. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he came back to life. Don't tell me what God won't do. Tell me what you don't want him to have. Because I find that in relationship, you can be only close as you want to be. Help me, Holy Spirit. How close do you really want to be? How close do you really want to be with the Lord? Do you really want to have experience with the Lord? Or you want to tit and tap? Let me tell you something. Boy, church, I got to tell you this right here from the bottom of my heart. It's going to come a time. The feeding of the flock. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to be like it is right now that we're pushing hard. We're pushing hard to try to tell you God is getting close. And he gets so close. These pastors he's talking about that we wander around in, God is meeting us right there. I just read in Psalm 139 that wherever you are, even you cannot hide from the Lord. If you try to flee, he is there. So I'm telling you, Ben, watch. Well, brothers and sisters, God got his eyes on his children. How many of you know Jesus know your name? Help me, Holy Spirit. How many of you know Jesus know your name? Help me, Holy Spirit. How many of you know Jesus know your name? You know when you're doing your dirt. You know when you're doing something wrong and you hear your name. Oh, somebody never called my name. Let me tell you something. Every time if you have a connection with God, God's going to touch you with something and let you know, I see you, son. I see you, daughter. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm trying to wrap this thing up. Watch it how it go now. Let me make sure I got 15. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. And look what he said, and with the binding up that they which was broken and will the strengthen that they which was sick. Look what he said, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Hold up. Can I kind of just open this up a little bit? Can I open this little mystery up a little bit? He's talking about sin. He's talking about someone. He's moving out of sin. Now they fellowship with him, but the ones are living off of that life. That lifestyle, they're getting fatter. They're getting bigger. And he said, the judgment. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, after death, judgment will be gone. So I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, you want God to counsel you right now. You want God to come to you right now. I'm just telling me, this ain't nobody. I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. This might not mean for nobody. Brother D, this might not mean for nobody. You hear what I'm saying? Nobody. This is a disclaimer Eric. This might not be for nobody, but I don't believe in one saved, always saved. I don't believe that. I believe this is what the Bible says. You can cut yourself from God. Yes, sir. Yeah. I believe this.
So you can backslide.
Put it in the book if it wasn't so. You know, I'm not a scholar. I don't know everything.
Uh-huh.
But my heart, I'm going to read this one scripture, and I'm going to ask my brother to help me interpret this, because I'm going to debate for one
Come
minute.
On now.
Just one minute.
Come on.
I ain't going to put you on the spot, but I know you know where I'm going. Hebrews chapter 10,
uh-huh.
26.
Uh-huh.
Hebrews.
Come on.
I'm going to go 25 just because there's a lot of love on the phone. 10. Well, I'll tell you, God is working the same for you. 10.
Yeah,
10
yeah.
and 25.
Come on
Look
now.
What he said, uh-huh. not forsaking the simile of ourselves together. As a matter of tongue is. And he said, but exalt one another so much as the more as you see the day approaches. But if we sin willfully, after we death,
there's no more sacrifice.
Have received the knowledge of truth,
knowledge of Christ.
no more sacrifice for your sin.
So, brother,
yeah.
one thing, the Hebrew writer, it's not an author, y'all. It's not an author at all.
They struggle, who penned this,
you know what I'm talking about? Who penned this? We're
exactly.
not going to grapple with that, but
yeah.
we know it's in the book.
Yeah.
We know it's in the sixth
book.
We know
it's in the book.
We know it's in the book. God penned it.
Yes,
and if you didn't like that,
yes,
if you didn't like
is.
That, it's in the volume of the book. Oh, Sammy. So when you look
yes,
at volume,
it
more than
yes,
one, it breaks down in part. Let me get you where I want to get you at. Don't you know that God, he made it so to us that we have to teach it. We have to feed it. We have to preach it. Even if it cut us up, we still have to teach it. We have to preach it. Because as we teach, we're teaching ourselves. As we preach, we're preaching to ourselves. Now watch me now while I go here for a minute. The reason why I went there, because the Holy Ghost said somebody mentioned, I don't believe what you just said, Eric. I don't believe that, Eric. So what I'm going to tell you right now, brother,
that's just me.
You don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you what the Word says. The Word says if you willingly
after knowing the knowledge of God
and you
of
walk
Christ,
away
yeah.
and willingly sin, he said, there remain
no more sacrifice.
Hey, brother, I'm not. I've been in the fruit class, and I ain't gonna lie. I've been in the fruit class, but I'll tell you, something just ain't debatable.
He's not going back to the cross, is he? He's not going back to the cross.
No. You're making it fresh.
Yes, sir.
Brother D running his mouth all the time. Let's look at that again. I got to finish, Brother D, but I got to get back in this old job. Watch this, Brother D. Let's back up a little bit. Let's back up to chapter 6. Hebrews 6. Look what it says over Hebrews 6. Let's just back it up, y'all. I don't know but one way to do it. Just give you the Bible. I don't know no other way
say.
But give you the Bible. Not Eric said, but what the Lord said. And trust me, now look what the Holy Spirit just give me, Brother D. I'm going to go up to chapter 5 and verse 12. Look what God just gave me now. Look what he said. For the time you are ought to be teachers. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Teachers.
And you have need to teach you again.
Teach you, Holy Spirit.
This is the Holy Spirit. Brother D, this is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
First person.
We're talking about the flock. We're talking about the sheep. We're talking about feeding them. We're talking about telling them the love of God. We're telling them about what I know you believe the same thing I believe. The disclaimer about once saved, always saved. You know, then we take them to the one that says black and white. And what it says, you can fight it all you want to. I believe in the Word.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? So then you said something about he's not gonna go back up in, but God can back up a little bit here. Back up a little. Start right here, Eric. So I'm gonna start right here. For the time you ought to be teachers. Look what I said. And you have need that one teach you again, which be buried the principle in all of God. And look, that's what he said now. And he said, because have need of milk
need
and not
milk.
The strong meat. Help me,
strong meat.
Oh, I'm in the book, y'all.
The
he said, for everyone,
yes,
look at it, for everyone that
uses
me is unskilled,
unskilled
in the Word.
In the Word.
It's righteousness.
For he is a babe.
Let me say again. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness,
but he is a babe.
Well, I'm going to get some trouble now.
I just read out the book.
Look, he said, be strong.
But the strong meat.
The strong meat belongs to them that are full of age. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even those who have, by reason, look what he said, brother, abuse and habit of their sense of exercising and discerning. Both to good and evil.
Good.
Help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm in the book, y'all.
In the name of Jesus.
I hope somebody's keeping notes because I ain't keeping nothing right now. This is the Holy Spirit. Watch what the Holy Spirit just told me again. He did. This is what I'm talking about when you get in the Word. When you get in the Word, you're getting fed. See, as I'm talking to you and teaching and preaching that to you, don't you know he just keep on opening some up? He said, hey, talk about this, but I want you to keep reading. That's what he told me, Brother D. He said, but I want you to go back to the library.
Come on now.
I want you to go back and
come on now.
Them scripture because I like when you cross reference. I like when you go somewhere and support what you're saying. So because I don't want you to look like a fool. So go back and teach that because I know you know what you're saying. He said there are some people on the phone. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some people listening to you right now. It might not be still. Might be still in the milk and trying to teach God's word. He said that you need to be taught. He said, but there are some people in the word don't know God. And look at him, they're stealing the milk and they're drinking milk. He said, but the one are skillful in the meat. He said, this is for us now. This is for us now. That you know from the bottom of my heart. Can you hear me, brother? Can you hear me, brother?
Come on, brother. Come on. Come on now.
For the one that know the word, that know the word, that know the word,
yes, sir.
That know both good and evil. Help me, Holy Spirit.
And evil.
So when
and
in
evil.
There, and you out there, and you sitting up there. I ain't got to where I want to go to. And you sitting there, and you're out there. This is God moving this thing. You know the right way to do. Now, watch. I'm going to put it in the practical term. If that one gets up. Don't you know?
Evil.
Don't you know? Don't you know we know too much? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, I put some. See, it's one thing you can go to seminar with me. You can go to theology, getting the application with me. But brothers and sisters, when it come down to life, oh, help me. Ask somebody got a degree. You know what I'm talking about. You can go get a degree and walk out there and say, I got a degree. Amen. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? You need some practical application. You need some practical.
Yes, you do.
Like Brother D. Like Brother D, you drive that truck. I'm going to get somewhere now. I got to hear you. But Brother D, you drive
come
that
on.
Truck, right? And if somebody went to school to learn how to drive, you know, they've been telling you turn left, you turn right, you bag up slow, you put the stops out, and then they get out there by themselves. They tow over everybody's truck and everybody's house. You know, somebody tells them, doing
Amen.
Is totally different. You might be wise enough and skillful enough to pass a written exam, but the practical of it helps you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Being a skillful teacher, being a skillful preacher, you know, it ain't all about you being lifted up because your knowledge. It's all because you think about their heart. You think about the person's heart you're talking to. Because you know that God is real. Help me, Holy Spirit. Got to do it again. You know God is real. How you know he's real? Because he's real in my soul, Brother D. He's real in my soul. How you know he's real in your soul? Because I feel him. I feel him.
I feel him
all down in my soul.
Move it all over me. Move it all over
me. Let me get out of here, Brother D, because I might throw a fuse away right here when I do this. 6-1. Therefore, leave
therefore.
The principle of the doctrine.
Yes,
sir.
Of Christ.
Of Christ. He said, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance or death or dead work.
Some
he said,
dead
and for the faith towards God. He said,
God.
Of the doctrine of baptism. He said,
baptism.
Of the laying on the hand, of the resurrection
hand.
Of the dead,
resurrection
and of the what? Eternal
judgment.
Now, watch for this now. I got to stop because he said, we got to, come on now. Now, I want you to break it down to the elements. I want you to break it down so Eric can understand. I want you to break it down so Brother Carl can understand. I want you to break
come
it down
now.
So
come
Dee
on
can
now.
Understand. I want you to break it down so much that everybody can understand it. Now, watch. Now, while you're there, I want you to let them know we're not taking away the resurrection. We're not taking away the laying on the hand. We're not taking away the judgment.
Yeah.
What we're trying to tell you that come up a little higher. Come up a little higher. Come on and walk with the Lord in faith. Now watch this here. Let me walk with you when I say this here. God knows what you need. God knows how far to put
you
out there.
You need
He's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let you fall. If you stay in God, you will not fall. When we fall, because we're out of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Hey, look what it says. And then this, now watch this. This is some careful writing here. Watch the careful writing here. Look at the careful writing here. It's very careful. Verse 3. Watch what it says. He said, in this will we do if God permits. Now, let me do my little, I know you're opposed to add. I know you're opposed to track. You know, I know you're, but can I do this here for the sake of understanding?
Come on now.
If it be God's will, that's what he's saying. He said, if it be God's will.
But if it be God's will,
can I do that? He said, for it's impossible. For it's
accessible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Man, let me tell you, let me do this here, man. I'm way over here, man. Let me say something because I got to go home, man. I got to go home. Let me say this here before I go home. Don't you know? He said it's impossible. That's why I said that once they say once you that's why they try to use it that once it's in you, you can't leave. But what we're trying to tell you, if he's in you, see, people got to understand, we fall.
Amen.
We fall. Because the Bible said we are all unrighteous before God. No, not one righteous before God. I'm not saying that. When I said losing salvation, when you walk away from Jesus, oh, help me, this is going on. I'm going to get there. We're going to finish this thing. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partaker of what? The Holy Ghost. And have tasted the good word of knowledge. And look what he said. In the power of the world to come. That's what he said. Yes, sir. He said, if they should fall away. Let me do it one more time. If they should fall away. This is shepherd stuff here, right? This is like the shepherd stuff here, right? If they should fall away. He said to renew them again and unto repentance. Here go, Brother D here. They have crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to an open shame. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Open shame.
So let me try to navigate this thing since we're over here. Let me try to do this here. So church, let me tell you something. when you done got in the presence of God, when you accept the Lord as your Lord and Savior, and you have the Holy Ghost in you, and you have it in you, and you use it, and you heard the word, and you tasted the word, and you eat the word, this is what he's talking about. Now, if you done got to that point, and you turn from it, he said, it's impossible that you ever had it. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said, Brother D. Because if you had the Holy Ghost, you're not going to stop and turn away from him.
You can't.
Now watch this here, Brother D. That's why I think the teaching and the preaching got to be real, real careful right here. Because when we talking about impossible, what he's talking about is somebody walking away from him. He's talking about somebody leaving him. And leaving going out to another God, you know. But once you find God, and once you get the love of God, you fall and bump your head. That's not walking away. Walking away is when you disown him. And that's the form of what? Blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
That's a form of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. I've been around a few things. I learned a few things. But let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost gave me this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost gave me this. Yeah. Because I would never want to teach someone to say you can just do what you want to. Because that's on my hand. That's in my hand. That's on me. I said, man, you just keep doing what you want to. Man, Jesus died. Paul said, God forbid that you live longer than sin. He said, don't do it. So what I'm trying to tell you this here, I got to do this in Reno, Brother. I got to go back to Ezekiel because I got to wrap it up because I got to get out of here, man. Watch this here. If it be God's will, I got some more to add to this tomorrow if it be his will. Watch this here, Brother D. Stay with me, Brother D. I'm going to go back to Ezekiel for a minute. I got to finish it, man.
Okay.
It ain't a good sermon there if I don't finish it, right? Watch this here.
Come on,
kiss that
later. Come on, man.
Watch this here.
Come on,
I will speak. I'm in verse 16 and 34, Ezekiel, right? I will seek that which was lost. Hey, we just left that. Mm-hmm. And bring again which was driven away. And with the binding of that which was broken, I will strengthen that which was sick. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And look what he said. And as for you, help me, Holy Spirit, of my flock. That's what he said. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between the cattle and the cattle, between the ram and the he that is a goat. Hey, he says, seeing it is small thing unto you to have eaten of a good pasture. Watch it now. But you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture. And look what it says. And to have drunk drink of the deep water. But what is that? Watch that. Watch that with me. But you must foul the residue with your feet. Help the Holy Spirit. And as for my flock. Here we go, y'all. They eat that which you have trodden with your feet. Look, we say, and they that drank that which was have fouled with their feet. Help me, Holy Spirit. There ought to be some things that you've been delivered from that you should not go back to. There ought to be some things, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying we don't make no mistake. I hold my hand up. Yeah. I make mistakes. I bump my head. Sometimes it ain't much as it used to be, but I still bump them. I still hit the knee down. Yeah. I still pump my feet. You know, it was a time when I slammed my finger in the door, I used to use that other word.
Amen.
Everybody gets that little note. But now, I say, oh, Lord, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So when I do something wrong, when I mess up, say, oh, Lord. You know what I'm talking about? When I know I need to do better, oh, Lord. Lord, help me right here. You know what I'm talking about? If I was over there, watch this, Brother D, if I was over in Mexico, you know what I would say? Use it me.
Amen.
Oh, you don't get that with me in a minute, man. You know what you to me mean? Help me, please. Help me.
Yep.
Oh, my boy.
Yep.
You know what I'm
talking
about? So since I'm in England, man, and I'm with y'all, and I'm calling on Jehovah, I'm calling on God Almighty, I look up to the heavens and say, Lord, I'm looking to you, Lord. Help me. You know what I'm talking about? So when I do get on this pasture, if I do get some rounds and places I shouldn't be in, Lord, give me some strength to walk away. Pull me away from that temptation. And I'm telling you guys, I'm not telling nobody, my brothers and sisters, that I've never been tempted. I would be lying to you. I'm not telling you I never have made a mistake. I will be lying to you. But I'm telling you right now, Eric is trying his best to look to the heel. Will come with all this help.
Mm-hmm.
And all this help come from the Lord.
Help.
You know what? Because that help I'm talking about, he created heavens and earth.
Yes,
you know what
yes,
I'm talking about,
did.
Brother? He created heavens
yes,
and
he
earth. So I thank
yes,
God
sir.
For his scripture. I thank God
yes.
for his love. I know, you know, we try our best. I'm this year I probably should have told you guys, I'm slotted out. You know, I put this movie a little bit so we can all try to be on, and I'm trying to get on with you guys. But I'm starting for just 1 hour, really. You know, I'm pushing it, right?
Amen.
That's why I wanna keep trying to keep the ministry going. You know, what I'm talking about, and God's gonna make a move in my life, man. He's gonna make a move in my life, and then when that transition happens, we'll be back like we was before. But right now, I'm at where I'm at. You know, so I thank God for the word, Brother
Amen.
G. I thank God for what He bestowed in word, and I'm gonna tell y'all. If it be God's will, tomorrow. Now I ain't saying we hanging up right now, but I need to tighten up real quick though. But what I want to tell you is here from the bottom of my heart that we're gonna deal with this shepherd again tomorrow, if it be His will. We got a little more to touch on that shepherd. You know what I'm talking about? We got to touch it a little bit if it be His will, Doc. Because I found out that the sheep has to have someone to guide them. I found out the sheep can't guide the shepherd. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But the shepherd guides the sheep. So what I'm saying, that he told us we got to study, Brother D. We got to study. And he said, study to show ourselves approved unto God. He said, a workman should not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word and truth. So what we're doing here, not to make ourselves look good, we're trying to get to heaven too. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
They used to say in the old time, we're building temples up right now. We're building them temples up. Am I right about that? We're building them temples up. We're building them up.
Every day.
So I want to say this. I thank y'all. If it was something said, if it was something that God want to put in your heart to speak on, you know, and you want to come in and pray with us or pray for us or say what you didn't understand. We'll try our best to express it. If I can't get it, I got Brother D on here. Nobody, you know, we can get this thing figured out. You know, and Martha sent us something, Doc. You know, she sent us one thing. She sent us. I'm saying, he said, continue praying for dependent family as we travel. Okay, to say goodbye to Uncle Sam.
earthly body. Help me, Jose. I like that. I like that, sister. I like that.
Earthly body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know. So we that's what we're talking about. Nutty's family too. You know, and mm-hmm. we want to keep them lifted up. And that's his great uncle. I want to say this, man. You know, every day, man, I'm almost Brother D, I'm getting some call by someone being laid to rest, or they really sick,
yes,
because
yes,
of the ministry,
yes.
because of the ministry that we under, you know, that it's just gonna happen, man. I don't have no magic words, but I have a
Amen.
Prayer. I will pray
Amen.
With you, you know, gentlemen. I will
so
pray with you and ask God to if it be His will, you know, talking about, because sometimes God allows mm-hmm. things for us to be on us, and we want Him to move, but God wants trying to get some of our attention. You know what I'm talking about? So if it be His
Amen.
Will, you know.
Amen.
If it be His will.
Amen.
If it be His will. She gave us something, Brother D. I need to hear her up with it. It said deep love. Help me, Holy Spirit. Deep love. Deep love. It says, even in the darkness hour, we can rest in knowledge. Watch this here. We were never alone. For our loving mm-hmm. God is with us. I like that. So we are important because God loves us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you like that, brother? When you have you ever been to a spot,
Amen.
Man, you just know it was just with nobody but
there's
just you.
Nothing
alone.
Without it. You
nobody
and
but
God.
God. You know,
just me.
People start to race off. We just say they're going to do this, they're going to do thus, and they're not here. You know what I'm talking about? But I'll tell
Amen.
You something, brother.
Amen.
The one I know will
Amen.
Never leave us is that Almighty
Amen.
God. You know what I'm talking about? And he got his son right there
Amen.
Helping us. Look what his son did. He left us the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he did.
He left
yes,
us the Holy
did.
Ghost. Deeper
he
love.
He said, we'll send you a cup.
Yeah, deeper love.
We'll send you a comfort,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yes,
that's
he did.
It.
That's
yes, it. He did. He'll send you
and
a comfort.
And she gave us another. Spilling through my fingers. That's what it says. Spilling through my fingers, right? Let me try to turn this thing so I can see it, Brother D.
mm-hmm.
There you go. He said, my life feels a similar of many days. I find myself scrambling to solve our problems, overseeing details and controlling circumstances. No matter how hard I try, my feeble hands and incapable, help me, Holy Spirit, I like this here, and managing all the pieces and parts. He said, some things are invariable, slipping through my fingers and pools pours on the floors of my feet. It says, leaving my feelings overwhelmed. No matter of control of my hand, of squeezing my fingers more tighter together makes me able to handle it all. Oh, yes. I like that, brother. You know, you know what, now? But one thing what God always give me about the hand has to be open. It has to open your hand, you know, that little thought right there tells me as you squeeze it, you can't hold it. But if I open my hand, help me, Holy Spirit. If I just hold my heart open to the Lord, He'll come in,
mm-hmm.
God, and He'll come
yes,
in,
he will.
And wherever what spills out my hand or my heart, if it's for Him to let it spill, because that was a scripture, let my cup overflow. That's the thing God
yes.
wants to keep in our hand. But I'm telling you that whatever He does, I just want Him in the midst of it. I want Him in the midst of it, Doc. That's the thing He wants to let go. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let go and let Him be God. Brother D, I have a. I mean, you know,
Amen.
If you want to come in and help us with it, you can, brother.
Amen. Now, my brother, I know the time has grown short. I know you gotta go, and we just thank God for the word. We just thank God for the word. My brother mm-hmm. gave it to you as clear as it can be. We know he's gotta go, and we all should just be on time and just be able to tell God, thank you for the hour that you have to give us to spread God's word. An hour is enough. If you come in sincere, the sister and brother, I promise you, an hour is enough. It's more than enough if you come in sincere to hear God's word with an open heart, open mind. And brother, if I had just one thing to say and had to go, I know my brother got to go, it would be hard to do it when you look at Hebrews, it would be hard to just pick out one and rest on that. But verse 4 says it all. For it is impossible for those who was once enlightened.
Impossible.
God told you, it's impossible. And you have taste of it. You got to first know, sister and brother, what is the heavenly gift?
Come on,
Jesus
man.
The Christ. To get to know you have gotten in touch with your inner being, is in touch with God. He says the heavenly gift, and then you became partaker of the Holy Ghost. You own it now. It's all over you. And like my brother said, the word repentance, the word redemption, the word forgiveness, these type of words wouldn't even be in God, wouldn't allow them to be penned if you didn't need them. My brother said that, and I firmly believe, just like you said, I believe the same, that once in and never out, that's man's theory. That's not the Bible theory. You can walk away from God.
Yes,
you can walk away from God, sister and brothers.
Yes, sir.
It's two things, Ramirez. Mm-hmm. You can accept God as the best decision you ever made, and you can walk away from God as the worst decision you ever made.
Worst decision you ever made.
That's the worst you ever made.
I like that.
The worst thing you ever did in life is walk away from
God. You know what, can I add that? Why would you leave with God's always? Why would you go any other place?
Why would you want to go anywhere else?
And you know God is there. You know He's there.
He said you can go to the outermost.
That's
telling
me. He's there. That's telling me a person is heading the wrong way.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You should know you're heading in the wrong direction because he's there.
If you don't, you're gonna help the brother out a little bit. Help your brother out. We need some prayer. We're gonna pray for brother Reverend Henry and sister Martha. They are going to lay their loved one down. The remains. You know, come on. And pray, you know, I don't know if it's actually I think it's tomorrow, but she can let me know if it is. But I believe it's tomorrow. I think they're just traveling right now, if I'm not mistaken. I want you to pray with that family. I know Reverend Hemden going to a home going today, you know, come on. I don't know who else going, you know, come on. I don't know, but I do know we're looking at some people already had transitioned and already been laid down in the ground. But I'm gonna tell you, like Aunt Martha, she said that. Let me look at it again. I like how she put that. Aunt Martha, you got
the earthly body. The earthly body.
Yeah. Uncle Sam. Earthly body. Uncle Sam. Maybe still grieving right now, you know, Pajo, you know, people still grieving, you know, maybe they, like his mother, you know, keep her lifted up, it's a troubling time right now. A lot of people are really hurting in their heart behind a lot of loved ones, man. So if you could just, if it could be general or corporate, however you want to do it, man, you know.
Amen. It's on you. That's my sister and brothers.
Hey, Brother D.
Come on, I just got a call.
I need you to pay for Wanda Bryant. My wife just called one of her coworkers. Just got hit at the red light by a dump truck. She just pray for her. And they don't know this kid, but she was complaining about her back. Wanda Bryant. She got hit by a dump truck that ran the red light.
Amen. God is still on the throne. We're going to ask our sister and brother that's on with us. I ask that you would bow your heads. Give God your heart. Give him your ear. Pray along with us as we pray, because prayer is truly key. Father God, we come before you this morning. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for the word. We thank you for the deliverer. Thank you for putting it on his heart to move the time to where he could come in, Lord Jesus, to do what you asked and have petitioned him to do. Spread your word to mankind. We ask that you continue to strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Continue to give him strength to go through. Continue to give him strength to do what you have petitioned him to do. Lord, we know you are God and God all by yourself. We know you as a mighty God. We know you are able to do all things but fail, Lord. We ask that you continue to watch over us right now. And then, Lord, we come to you for some special blessings, Lord. We have a young lady by the name of Bryant that just got in an accident.
Yes, Lord.
We was informed that a tow truck had ran into her. Father, we don't know the extent of her injury, but thou know it. And we know, Lord, if you would just wave your hand, everything would be all right. Father, we know sometimes we have to go through some trials and tribulations. But we ask right now, Lord, if you would just wave your hand. Just let the family know that whatever pain might be, that you are a mind regulator. You are a body pain fixer. Lord Jesus, we need you right now. Touch right now in a mighty way. Then, Father, we ask that you, while you're traveling, Lord, we ask that you continue to travel with our brother, Reverend Henry.
Yes, Lord.
Travel
with
our auntie, Sister Martha. Lord, we understand that they have loved ones that has made the transition. But, Father, we know that you have never lost a case. Father, we know that they know that they was just lent to us, Father, that they're only going back home to you. Father, we know that we're yours and just a child coming home, and we say yes right now. Father, give the strength. Give the family strength, Lord. Give the family strength. Give them courage, Lord Jesus. Touch right now.
Yes,
let them know that no matter what we go through, that you are still on the throne. Let them know, Lord, that you're only a prayer away. Let them know, Lord, that you're sitting high and that you look low. Father, let them know that you want to hear from them in the name of Jesus. And let them know, Lord, that you said in your word, when you call, I've already answered. You said, Father, in your word, while I was speaking, you've already heard me. Lord, we ask that you continue to hear our prayers right now. Continue to bless right now. Lord, look upon the Moore family, Father, as they go through. Father, somewhere along the line, a little 12-year-old was took from us, but given back to you.
Yes,
and we just tell you thank you. We don't count it as a loss. We know it as a gain. Father, we're going to say it again. We don't count it as a loss, Lord, but we know it as a gain in the name of Jesus. Whether you continue to look upon them, continue to bless them, continue to give them peace of mind.
Lord.
Give all that peace, Lord, that you said in your word that was to pass all understanding in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. And we know you can. Then, Father, we ask that you travel a little further, Lord. Go over into Chicago land, Lord Jesus, and touch the Wilkins family. They lost their father, Lord. But, you know, in losing their father, you gain a child. And we say
yes, right now.
Let them know, Lord, that you're right here, that you're only a call away. Touch right now, Lord. Touch in a mighty way right now. Father, right now, we know you're able, Lord. We've seen you give sight to the blind. We saw you get life back. We saw you get lame the legs back and made them walk. We saw you give the mute the tongue that couldn't talk. We know that you're able.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now. Right now,
Lord.
Right now. Bless right now. Bless the service, Lord, that it will continue to grow strong.
Yeah,
bless,
Lord.
Jesus, bless right now. Bless the service right now, Lord. As we continue to do your work in the name of Jesus. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your daughter's son, Jesus' name.
Live
our hearts, say amen.
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 Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
In the name
of Jesus.
In
the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We kind of done, man. We kind of done. We know we ask in his name.
You said something? There? You good?
No. Come on, I'm good, my brother. I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. right now, right now.
Dear Lord, your name, Lord. My God,
your name.
Yes, Lord.
When the storm is raging,
yes, Lord.
I'll be your light.
My.
When the road ahead seems dim.
Thank you, sir.
Just